I'm still haters out there who think they have to settle for lazy, no good, disrespectful, undeserving. Well, you know what? Now listen, ladies, you are princesses, you are warriors, you are queens, you are fighters, you are survivors, and you have to believe me when I say there are some real fine men out there. You just gotta make a list and you gotta shop. You gotta shop until you drop. My man will be nice, and he will take the trash out every night. Hold my hand and go for walks. Listen to me when I talk. Always know just what to say when I'm having a bad day, and he will carry me home from the club when I've had way too much. My man will be smooth, and he'll love to jive and groove. Play me love songs on the beach, make me a bath and rub my feet. And he'll have a six-pack, ooh, long hair, he'll be 6'2", and he will come to my show, 'cause he's a fan, and that's what I want in my man. Well, in my man, in my man,
it's 4:14 here on Sunday, September the 22nd, 2019. Edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, coming to you from WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And we're going to be talking sports today from now until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back. Okay, it's 63 degrees outside our studio. We may be giving some more weather updates a little later on in the program. You stay tuned for that. Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball scores yesterday. The Yankees 7, the Blue Jays 2. The Rays 5 and the Red Sox 4. That game went 11 innings. White Sox 5, Tigers 3. Mariners 7, the Orioles 6. The Angels 5 and the Astros 4. I'm sorry, the Angels 8 and the Astros 4. Can't read my own writing. Royals 12 and the Twins 5. And the A's 12 and the Rangers 3. Over in the National League, the Cardinals 9, the Cubs 8. The Reds 3 and the Mets 2. The Nats 10 and the Marlins 4. That game went 10 innings. The Brewers 10 and the Pirates 1. The Braves 8 and the Giants 1. The Diamondbacks 4 and the Padres 2. The Rockies 4 and the Dodgers 2. In an interleague play, the Phillies 9 and Cleveland 4. Okay, in that Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2 for 5. Scored a run. He's hitting .292. Mookie might hit .300 before the season's over. Rafael Devers, 1 for 5. Scored a run. 2 RBIs. He's hitting .307. Hit his 31st home run of the year. Go, Rafi. Xander Bogaerts went 2 for 5. Scored a run. Got an RBI. He's hitting .305. He hit his 32nd home run of the year. J.D. Martinez went 0 for 5. He's hitting .299. Mitch Moreland went 1 for 5. Scored a run with an RBI. He's hitting .244. He got his 18th home run of the year. Brock Holt, 0 for 4, hitting .303. G. Hernandez went 0 for 1. He's hitting .130. Christian Vasquez went 0 for 2 with 2 walks. He's hitting .270. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1 for 4. He's hitting .221. And Marco Hernandez went 0 for 4. He's hitting .252. Marco is letting me down. I said that I think Marco had a chance of having a good shot at the second base next season, but it doesn't look that way the way he's tailing off. Red Sox used a bunch of pitchers yesterday. Lakins went 1 2/3 innings, gave up a hit, struck out 2, had a 4.20 ERA. Pointer went 1/3 of an inning, struck out 1, 5.97 ERAs. Shawarin went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, struck out 1, 8.26 ERA. Brewer went 1/3 of an inning, gave up a hit, 4.35 is his ERA. Weber went 2 2/3 innings, gave up 1 hit, struck out 3, 4.85 is his ERA. Taylor went 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 1 run. And he has a 1 strikeout, 3.06 is his ERA. Brazier went 2/3 of an inning, 5.03 is his ERA. Cashner went 1 inning, gave up, struck out 2, 4.49 is his ERA. Bonds went 1 inning, struck out 3, 3.96 is his ERA. Workman went 1 inning, struck out 2, 1.95 is his ERA. Smith came in the 11th inning and gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, 5.90 is ERA. He took the loss. He's 0-3. Excuse me. Red Sox are playing a lot of pitchers. Utilizing a lot of pitchers, I guess I should say. And it's a question of how many of them are going to show enough to make the ball club next year. And not only just make the ball club, but make the ball club better. Since relief pitching was a major problem down through the years. Down through the year. What is with me today? Okay, it's early in the morning. 4:22. Gotta shake up the cobwebs. Okay, Workman seems like he has, to me, worked his way into a closer role. And to the closer role for next year. Bonds would probably be his setup man. I don't know what happened to Embry. He might have gotten hurt and I just didn't know about it. But yeah, I haven't seen his name listed for a while. But maybe they're just resting him since they're using this starting pitcherless rotation with all the injuries. Sale is out. Price is out. A knuckleballer has been out for virtually half the year. So it's been down to Porcello and Rodriguez. Oh, and I can't even think of this other fellow's name. So we've had three starting pitchers anyway over the past couple of weeks. And we've been going with everybody out of the bullpen. I guess that's a pretty good, you come in, and you throw as hard as you can, and you should get some outs. If you can't get some outs, it's throwing as hard as you can. You don't have to go the whole game. So therefore, possibly, you could, show off your stuff. And if you're throwing as hard as you possibly can with all the other stuff you have and they're still whacking you, well, it's down to the bullpen or who knows where from that point on. Excuse me. But anyway, there have been some arms. I've seen some guys in there throwing the mid to high 90s. So it's going to be interesting to see how many of them can make it to the big show and be sources of blessing down the line. I guess we're going to get, hopefully, we can get Sale and Price back next year. A knuckleball pitcher whose name evades me is what I'm saying. Knuckleball pitcher. I thought he should have been in the starting rotation at the beginning of the year, but he had other problems. So he's had problems. So we'll see if he can fit in. From what I understand, he's the only knuckleball pitcher in the major leagues. So that has to be effective because, hey, knuckleball pitcher is hard enough to hit generally. But he hasn't been able to put it together a full year yet, so we really don't know what he's going to be able to give us. And we don't have to use him as a pinch runner again, hopefully. But anyway, we'll see what happens and if there are any young fellas coming up from the minors, who knows that they can give us a shot and do some stuff for us. It's 426 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org from the App Store. 426 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It's more than food and food. It's more than food and food.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And, of course, that message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Trying to talk sports here. Having a little sneezing jag. I don't know what's going on, but anyway. Okay, want to ask you a trick question. Question is, who is Yon Moncada? Phones are lighting up here. Well, unless you're a Chicago White Sox fan, you probably don't never heard of. But Yon Moncada is an infielder that the Red Sox traded to the White Sox to get Chris Sale. We also traded our best potential minor league pitcher. At the time, and I don't know, can't remember his name, and he's escaping right now. But anyway, he's had arm problems. But Yon Moncada, just looked it up today. Yon Moncada is hitting .315. He's dead. He's having almost as good a season. I don't know how many home runs and things like that he's got, but he's having almost as good a season as Rafael Devers. And it's possible that in the long run, with the injuries that Sale is continually seems to have down near the end of every season, that the White Sox may have gotten the better of that deal, even though it doesn't look like Sale, obviously, when he's healthy, is one of the best pitchers in the American League, if not the National League, in Major League Baseball. But you got to stay healthy down the stretch when it counts, and that hasn't happened the past 2 years. And I don't believe that he had, Chris Sale had injury problems when he was with the White Sox. So this may be something that maybe that just the pressure of having to pitch in meaningful games has brought on. Meanwhile, you have to keep an eye on Yon Moncada. We're gushing here over the season that Rafael Devers has had, and he has had a great season. In the long run, who knows? The last time I saw Moncada's batting average, he was well below .300. But he's been hot over the last part of the season. So the White Sox may have pulled off one on us in that trade. 4:36 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here when I'm not sneezing or coughing or whatever. I'm going to move right along. Let's go to college football. With my background music in case somebody calls. Okay, hopefully I got everything squared away. College football scores. USC upset Utah. Ranked number 10. USC is unranked. 30-23. Boise State 30. Air Force 19. Clemson 52. Charlotte 10. Alabama 49. Southern Mississippi 7. California 28. Mississippi 20. LSU. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. Then give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:44 here on WNFO in Medford, Top Free Farm Radio. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Just go to the National Football League, and you know we have a great competition going on. I'm on there with my son Scott, our good friends David, who's a newbie, but he's doing extremely well for a newbie. Gotta check him out. Kenny and Bill. After week one, we were tied for first place. I was tied for first place with David. But in week two, I snuck one game ahead. I have 22 wins, 9 losses. David has 21 wins and 10 losses. Kenny's in third place, 18 wins and 13 losses. Followed by Scott, 17 wins and 14 losses. And Bill bringing up the rear, 15 wins and 16 losses. Oh, so therefore, let's look at this week's games and see what I have picked and maybe give you some of the things that the guys have picked as well. One, where's week two? I can't believe that I didn't bring my picks for this week. Okay, I have a sheet here. They aren't marked in, but I believe I remember who I picked. I'll remember all my fancy comments, however. Just play music. I think I might have them on my phone. Okay, here are my picks. I went down with the Titans over the Jaguars. The Jaguars pulled that one out, surprisingly. And I also said that quarterbacks are dropping like flies under black flag bug spray. And the freshman team are off to a good start, but they didn't continue. I got the Bills over the Bengals. We won't know whether the Bills are for real by this game. I got the Cowboys over the Dolphins. We know that the Dolphins aren't for real. I got the Packers over the Broncos by a home field advantage. I got the Colts over the Falcons. I got Brissett still riding strong. I got the Chiefs over the Ravens with little defense in sight. I got the Vikings over the Raiders, another home field advantage game. I got the Patriots over the Jets. I still want Demaryius Thomas back. I got the Eagles over the Lions. Patricia hasn't unpacked his bags yet. I got the Cardinals over the Panthers with Superman listed at only 80%. I got the Bucks over the Giants. Daddy Manning is not coming out of retirement, and neither is Big Brother, even though his insurance is all paid up. I got the Texans over the Chargers. Patriots JVs prevailing. Ho, ho, ho. To those experts who had the Chargers going to the Super Bowl. They lost last week. I got the Seahawks over the Saints. How long is Breeze going to be out? 49ers, he's out too long. They may drop right out of contention. I got the 49ers over the Plastics. Steelers are going down, down, down. They are going down with Roethlisberger without him. Yeah. I got Jimmy G getting better every game. So I got the 49ers in that one. I got the Rams over the Browns. Rams have not been impressive, but have you seen the Browns' next five games? Playing some iron out there in the NFL. We'll see how much talking they do after these games. I got the Bears over Washington in the Monday night game. The best defense prevails. Okay, so that's it. 4:52 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday, September 22nd, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, it's 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, with more sports talk. Love to get you involved in some sports talk conversation. Like I said, you gotta get up early and give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. So, invite you to stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way at 5 a.m. More great gospel music as we play more of my all-time favorites, top hits of the year 2019, and some new music as well. Stay tuned for that. So until next Sunday, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Hope to see you bright and early, 4 a.m. thereabouts, with another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports.